Let's get some extremely local news from Black Club Chicago. Jen Sabella joins us. Jen, good morning. Let's talk about what apparently is a big craze around here, Putterbird. Fill us in.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, during the pandemic, a lot of us took on new hobbies, and a man in Westtown, Matt Dolan, decided to try woodworking. So he started, he was working in advertising at the time, but he started doing some woodworking in his garage, and he built these mini, like mobile golf courses. So essentially like a mini golf course, but they are made of like really nice wood, and they have kind of complicated ways to get the ball in the hole. It's like a puzzle. Each course is a puzzle. You can pack these up, put them in your van, and he's been renting them out for parties. And he was able to quit his advertising job, and just do this full time. He brings them to an event. It'll include putters, balls, set up and takedown, up to $1,000 per event. He's thinking about making more of these boards, different complicated variations of each round of golf. But yeah, he said he's a lot happier just working in his garage and going out to parties and not having to work in an office anymore.
Let us know if the Putterbird company starts issuing stock, because I think it's a hot one. How is this experiment going in Wicker Park with a car-free Milwaukee Avenue?
Yeah, so this weekend, on Sunday, the Milwaukee Avenue was completely shut down to traffic. The bus lanes were rerouted, all cars were rerouted, and the streets were just open. Our reporter went out there. It was bustling. Everyone's kind of doing some window shopping. The stores put their, put little sidewalk sales out on the street. This was the alderman's idea. Alderman Daniel Espada, who is a big advocate for bike lanes and just pedestrian-friendly infrastructure in general. And he said there will be more days like this. We actually added a video of him strolling down Milwaukee Avenue, and he looks like a kid in a candy store. He's very happy about this. The businesses said they were happy with the foot traffic, so we will see if they decide to add more of these days throughout the year.
And finally, this is interesting. Chicago jewelers are weighing in on how to achieve a similar look to Taylor Swift when it comes to a ring. What are they saying?
Yes, if you don't have $1 million to drop on an engagement ring like Travis Kelce did on Taylor Swift, local jewelers are saying there is a way to get the look, which is a very like vintage look with an elongated diamond, for cheaper. You can get a lab-grown diamond, and even the local jewelers are already ordering settings that are similar to the Taylor Swift setting, because they are expecting this to be a huge craze. just that longer vintage style ring. After Selena Gomez got engaged late last year, local jewelers said they started getting requests for a Marquise diamond just like hers, and they think Taylor is going to be even more of an influencer like she always is. So if you want a big diamond ring like Taylor's but don't want to spend $1 million, you can go check out our story at blockclubchicago.org, and the local jewelers have lots of advice for you on how to achieve that look.
Yeah, in the pictures that were posted, Taylor Swift is also wearing a $30,000 Cartier watch. So yeah. I wonder if people are calling jewelers around Chicago asking about that.
I don't know how you're going to mock that. I mean, there are some pretty good knockoffs out there. So
yeah. Good
sure
luck. Yeah. Thank you, Jen. You have a good one. Appreciate it.
You
and
too.
It's
Thanks,
extremely
Bob.
Local news. You're welcome. Sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities.